With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Israeli government formally declared war and gave the green light for significant military steps to retaliate against Hamas for its surprise attack from the Gaza Strip. The declaration pretended greater fighting ahead as the toll from the conflict passed 900 dead and thousands wounded on both sides. Also on SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked if any Americans have been taken hostage, would the U.S. get involved in the situation in Israel?
Any American anywhere who's being detained or held hostage, that is going to be a priority for this government, for this administration, and for me, but I don't want to get ahead of where we are. We have reports. We need to verify them.
Blinken made his comments during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. People in the Israeli city of Sderot, which borders Gaza, are seeing soldiers in their streets amid the destruction left behind from the Hamas attacks.
In an assault of startling breadth, Hamas gunmen rolled into as many as 22 locations outside the Gaza Strip, including towns and other communities as far as 15 miles from the Gaza border. Mark Yosef, a resident since 1969, says to see terrorists shooting from all over, they don't care who comes, who's opposite them, just shooting and killing innocent civilians. It's something abnormal that's happening in the state of Israel. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A Taliban government spokesperson says the death toll from strong earthquakes that shook western Afghanistan has jumped to more than 2,000. UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. Local residents began laying their lost friends to rest with the funeral of a married couple who had attended the wake. This is SRN News. A flag dispute is resolved in Illinois.
The City Council of Galesburg voted 5-2 in favor of allowing a pro-life flag to be flown in front of City Hall. A gay pride flag went up over the summer, and pro-life advocates used that fact to make their argument. The rainbow flag was actually on display for the entire month of June. Knox County Right to Life threw its weight behind the flag effort. The Supreme Court recently ruled that cities must offer equal access to their flagpoles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as the Pope presides over a major synod this month, the percentage of people who are Catholic in the country closest to him declines. Nearly 80% of the population of Italy profess themselves Catholic, but for the majority, it's an affiliation in name and tradition with little adherence to doctrine or practice. Fewer than 20% of Italian Catholics attended services at least once a week. Most say they're not hostile to religious practice, just indifferent. This is SRN News. Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz led a successful effort to fire House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, throwing Congress into a spin. New York Republican Mike Lawler calls Gaetz an attention-seeking, petulant child.
He has derailed everything that the American people sought for a House Republican majority to do through his actions.
Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, Lawler says Gaetz has become the best friend of Democrats. Authorities say one person was killed and eight wounded in a shooting during a private party at a Pennsylvania community center early Sunday. State police say nine people between the ages of 18 and 23 were shot shortly after midnight at the Chevy Chase Community Center in White Township. A 22-year-old Pittsburgh man died at the scene. The wounded, including an 18-year-old Chicago man who was critically injured, were taken to hospitals. More details at SRNnews.com.